You're listening to DraftKings Network.
We're here. We made it. Literally, we're doing all this ourselves.
We are in a absolute empty comedy club right now.
Okay. It's quiet in here. Kind of like when Alexis is performing. Am I right, folks?
You know why? Because I want people to think. Right? I'm the smart one. You wouldn't believe it. What up, Eric Keating? You were right. Oh, yeah, because you put a question mark. Trish Murphy, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Andrew Johnson, Jess Howland was good. By the way, Colorado Rapids. See? There you go, Jess. We did it.
What are you talking about? You mentioning them?
Jess said, you better talk about the Colorado Rapids next week. So we just did.
Wow. Okay. I mean, Look, this is where you come for the deep analysis and insight on your Major League Soccer club.
Or you wanted to go deeper? The state of Colorado has a soccer team, and they are called the Colorado Rapids.
Wow.
Boom.
I mean, you're not going to find this on Extra Time Radio, I'll tell you that much.
No. What are they talking about? Players that are on the bench that Matt Doyle thinks is the greatest striker of all time, even though it's a midfield? Not us.
Okay. Yes, everybody, we are here at the Stand Comedy Club, crushing it right now. Excited. Week in and week out, we're trying different spaces to do the show from. So this is the new space.
Yeah. Christian's bringing the same energy, though. Yeah, you do love a nice NPR
Alexis
intro.
They're saying Alexis's mic is a little quiet.
So. Oh, well, that's never happened before, huh?
We gotta raise that.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Catherine Tucker said, that's all that needs to be said about the Rapids, to be honest.
Okay.
We got RSL coming through.
But also, isn't her man a Rapids fan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, but you know what? She brings the same energy on the internet that she has at home.
Bro, she typed that with a knife, bro. Why are you putting your tea on the...
I don't want to give Starbucks too much publicity, you know what I'm saying?
Just tell them it's trash coffee,
don't
bro.
Don't do that. Why if they
it's
become
basura,
a,
bro.
Why do they become a sponsor? This is going to be on the internet forever. Everybody's going to see it, bro.
Well, then you know what? Hire us and have us do a collab so we can get you better coffee. This is all cold brew. They got my name right, though. I'll give them that.
I'm just having some tea.
Okay. You know what, though? I do like Starbucks as an organization, though, because they give their employees health care.
Really, Alexis walking it back.
No.
First of all, your entire...
Those employees make terrible coffee, but they get health care.
Entire product is trash,
yeah,
everything.
No. I never said, the food is not good. The bagels are basura.
Trish Murphy said, it is trash.
Thank you. It's over-roasted, so I once met with the Juan Valdez people.
Okay.
And I said, what do you think of Starbucks coffee? And they said, look, they buy a lot. I'm not necessarily sure from where, but it's way over roasted. And they said it's so that it could survive for longer or something of that sort. You know what I mean? I guess you could predict more about the flavor. You could get a more consistent flavor across the board if it's way over roasted than if you try to hit it right every time.
Okay.
That's what I do.
You can't.
You know what I mean?
You just can't be out here over roasting.
Nah, you know what I mean? You know what I do? I just say, finish quicker. And that way...
You got to under roast.
Yeah.
And you got to leave them wanting more.
Yeah. You know? You build up that tension. And then one day, they're really just going to all over the place.
Okay, then you get
coffee.
Then that's when you get that slow drip.
Oh. Because if not, most of what I'm really dealing with is that cold brew. Just that cold brew.
Okay. So this is how it usually starts. Thank you, everybody, for coming through.
Look at this. Trish Murphy said, over roasted, more even roast, less airflow. You are right. Wow. And you know how much I love that last part. You are right. It's one of my favorite statements.
You don't hear it too much.
And mixed with syrup.
So many
Eric Keating is another coffee roaster.
I didn't realize the majority of our fan base are coffee aficionados.
Are just blitzed on caffeine, bro. They're just jacked.
Trish works in coffee. Eric works in coffee.
Wait a minute. Should we find a way to get them to collab on a Cooligan's coffee?
Now we're talking. Get the Juan Valdez people that Alexis is connected with.
I want the mule.
to deliver the coffee.
Or it ain't real.
So hello, everybody. Look, obviously, obviously this is a coffee show, but we talk soccer from time to time.
Michael Raymond said, put that on a shirt.
But
I want the mule.
Drip? Which part? I don't know.
We said a lot. That's merch. That's merchifiable.
It's going to be a long t-shirt with so many
the
phrases.
The sleeves got words on it. The back got words.
Trish said, hey, hit me up. Let's roast. Eric Keating said, slurp on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, he's the slurpers, bro.
That's right. Slurp on what? Slurp. Our coffee.
I mean, yeah, that's slow, slow drip. Yeah. Powerful drip.
Michael Raymond said, I'd be down for that Cooligan's coffee. All right.
Right?
Look at all these branding opportunities. So, obviously, it is Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We're on YouTube Live. Thank you for joining, everybody. We're here at The Stand. Today is our American...
birthday! No. It's not. Happy birthday, Christian!
Thank you so much. I mean, we're going to be doing this a couple weeks as well, but all good.
I'll be in Paris.
Right. So, today is where we talk about American soccer, okay? So anything you would like us to discuss, put it in the chat.
On Mondays, we talk football.
Right.
Today, we talk soccer. Hmm. You feel me?
Zach Bukayo.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said something else. You were talking about that slow drip. That's multiple drips. I'd be down for that Cooligan's coffee. Michael Raymond said, put it all on a shirt, but I was referring to Alexis's right.
Okay.
I also agree.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? Michael Raymond is right.
Trish Murphy said, that slow drip blend by Eric and Trish.
What?
And Manji Sanders said, shouts to the Teeligans.
Hey. Oh, that's right. Manji Sanders says he prefers tea. Mm-hmm. That's what my guy right here is drinking.
Thank you, my king, Manji Sandu.
Yeah. All right. Did you know that black, white, and green tea are all the exact same plant? It's all the same leaf?
No, I did not know.
You okay. Don't know nothing about tea, bro.
I just drank. I know how to drink it.
He drank. Yo, he buzzing off that tea right now, bro. He drunk. Yeah, it's all the same. It's just how long you let it ferment.
Look at that.
I mean, you think I don't know about tea, bro? You think it's just comida that I know about?
And anything that you can eat or imbibe. That's as far as Alexis's knowledge base
imbibe
goes. Yeah,
wow.
Dude. Hey, man.
What did your family call drunk in Spanish? Is it just borracho?
Borracho.
You had a really easy joke there that you just left.
What did I'll my family call my dad?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but not, because Cubans call it jiñao.
Jiñao. No, the slang in DR is...
normal.
No.
Está bien para manejar.
Darse un humo. They say humo.
Humo. Yeah, we use humo también.
Like a common one.
By the way, shouts to the Dominican Uber driver I had who both said it was women's jobs to cook the meals. And also, he said everyone that's gotten arrested in his neighborhood was black. And I go, oh, so they were Dominican? And then he got mad at me and I was like, that's right, bro. I'm not letting you get away with this shit.
Okay. I don't know what is, I mean, I understand. I get why you're bringing it up, but I don't understand. What did the, you just pointing out that he's misogynist
and racist.
Okay.
And I, from the back seat with no control of the steering wheel, defended everybody.
Look, Dominicans have a lot of issues.
No, I think it seems to be the older generation.
Sure, yeah, I would say so.
Like the wildly right-wing Cubans, I think most of them are of a passing baby boomer generation.
Got it, yeah.
Right? Like, Pitbull ain't about that.
Not at all.
No, okay. He's like, Dolly, right? When he sees people coming, he's like, everyone's allowed in, bro.
You know, that's why we're here to be the change that we want to see in the world, okay?
Right. Most of you just know the Dale part, but what you don't understand is that he's saying Dale free healthcare. You know what I mean? It's just a bibble, bro.
It's like you're not listening.
Bro, you're
not listening to that rest of the song.
You have it on the fade out at the end of the song. You need to listen to the end, bro.
Okay, because there's a message.
Yo, he said Dale writes to everybody. Yo.
Okay. Where to begin?
Michael Raymond said, need another segment called Facts with Alexa. We need to put facts in quotes, though.
Where to begin today's show? Again, any topics you know, MLS, NWSL. I know Challenge Cup is coming soon. I believe the NWSL schedule should be dropping tomorrow.
After the fourth game.
That's what they'll figure it out.
They're like, no, y'all wait for it, baby. They're like Bad Bunny tickets at this point. As soon as you find, they just drop into each game, and then you got to run to go get it.
Anything you would like us to discuss, please put it in the chat. And a reminder, everybody. Again, thanks for joining us. Thanks to everybody who's joined the Patreon. A reminder, the Pablo Zabaleta interview is on Patreon right now. You've seen a couple clips on YouTube, but you can watch the full interview, and that is exclusive to our Patreon.
Actually, I want to say something. Thank you to our Patreon members. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, right. thanks. Yeah, I mean, I like because he gets frustrated with how I start the show.
No. I literally was just doing that to be funny. I got no problem. No, you're just you have a very you have a very calming energy, and I want to get in there and start buzzing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm on this much cold brew. Could you imagine what I'm going to be like by the end of this?
Again, this is saying card protected.
So we'll just take it off the screen, bro.
We can. I just
is that possible, or we got to wait like 15 hours?
No. We can get the audio, but it's. I don't know why it's saying that.
Aren't you recording it?
I am recording.
Oh, so we'll be alright.
All right. It's just very strange that this is saying the SD card is saying SD protected. Anyway,
bro.
Okay.
Honestly, I think we should. I can tell you what that SD stands for right now, bro.
Feel free. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be funny.
What? Stream Deck. That's there, bro.
Okay. Michael Raymond said, hit the like button, y'all. That's right. Thank you for the support. Hit the like button, everybody, while you're here.
Andrew Johnson, who is our Columbus Crew shooter. He won't take anything. He wants to talk about how Giassi's artist. He will fight anyone who takes Giassi's artist. We'll talk about that in a second. But the title and the thumbnail will lead you to believe that the first thing we should be talking about is Carlos Heel breaking out of a shell a little bit.
That's right. This is, you love seeing, especially foreign MLS players behave like,
No. Welcome to MLS. You are now in MLS.
You know what? Yes, you've ingratiated yourself into our culture. Thank you so much, sir. Welcome to Major League Soccer.
Uh-huh. Bro, what you thought was maybe just like a one-off last year when things go weird? No. That's all the time in MLS.
No, but I kind of see after. So New England Revolution played against RSL in a snow classico. It was a lot of snow. On Saturday, I expected the NYCFC game to be what the New England Revolution game was.
And it was a snow squall.
A bomb cyclone. Is that what we're calling it?
None of this sounds like you should be playing.
Don't do it, bro, because this is...
Oh, is it just a bomb cyclone?
I'm getting my soccer news and my, Ukraine news mixed up.
Yeah.
You can't be using words like that with weather.
This is too much, yeah.
With weather.
Bro, we need to change the word for bomb cycle because it's too much.
We don't need it. So
It sounds like an MLS team, right? The Sheboygan Bomb Cycles against the New England Revolution.
Strong expansion side. Very impressive team.
The San Jose Earthquakes want to rattle the bomb cycle.
So 2-0, Revs go up. Sebastian Legette scores. Josie Altidor scores.
And you're just like, you know what? Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. We're done here.
It's too much snow.
Nobody wants to play.
Why are we? The orange ball lets you know we shouldn't be out here, right? He's like, wrap it up. End of the game. Turns out only the New England Revolution wrapped it up.
because RSL definitely stayed in this game. They were
some really salty lads.
What?
RSL.
Okay.
Bro, I'm on a lot of cold brew, and I'm barely one-tenth of the way down this.
We need more tea energy.
Bro, this is what might be one of the most horrific cold brews I've ever drank in my life. Mm. It stays in the back of your throat. That's not a good sign for coffee.
Okay, so obviously Revs go up. RSL decides they want to make a game of it. Mm-hmm. They get I think Cordova scores the first goal for them, but then really in the it was like almost in. I think it was in stoppage time, or right before stoppage time, they get that third goal to go up.
What you're trying to explain is very simply stated as the English would call it bottling it, right? But here we would say New England shit the bed.
Is that what Carlos Heel said in the interview?
Bro, la cama está cagada.
Imagine. You know what?
Man, bro.
But you know what was impressive?
Cagamos la cama. If he would have said that, bro.
What was impressive was that his Carlos Heel's English feels like a Cuban dude speaking English. You know right. what I mean? He doesn't have the Spaniard.
No.
Kind of a little bit like proper. He adapted the Latino kind of 100%. English.
You saw him switch, right? Because he's like, this is not football. This is not soccer. And then he went like, oh, yeah, chico, this is not soccer.
Yep. And I'm like, all right, I love this personality because he seems like buttoned up, but, you know.
Maybe. He's like, yo, legit went bing, right? He's like, and then Altidore went bang.
And then they
went bing bong.
And then Fuacata. Now we're losing.
Right? Y la nieve. You cannot play. We went bing bing, then went bing bing bong.
So... So the interview after the game, it wasn't even really that controversial, but when it comes to American soccer and players doing these post-game interviews, post-match interviews and cursing or whatever, it should be a bigger deal. Because if it was any other, I would say...
Not a bigger deal. It should be a bigger occurrence. It should be happening more and more often. Bro, we need personality. We're trying to beat, you know, kids on TikTok dancing. How are we going to get them to pay attention to us?
Fight for attention, bro.
Bro, we need folding chairs and cage matches after the games, bro.
So,
I don't know what else happens in wrestling. Isn't there like chicken wire or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Look.
By the way, people are saying it wasn't the snow, it was the wind.
The wind was
John
bad.
Carl Tritt, again, great country album. John Carl Tritt said the snow wasn't the problem, it was the wind. Sisul said, wait, Jose Altuve plays for the Revs? Boy, I need to start paying attention. Come on, Sisul. He also said, I'm just waiting for Alexis' jokes to escalate to soccer. I hardly know her at this rate. Bro, you think that's not on deck, my guy? You think that's not on SD stream deck, bro?
Okay, so I want to, we'll play, I just want to play up until he curses because it does feel like a classic moment in Major League Soccer.
Oh, you want to play the curse.
Yeah, because some people, okay. I feel like, I mean, maybe some people didn't hear it or whatever, but here goes. This is Carles Gil in the interview after the Revs game.
I don't understand nothing today.
Oh, wait. Oh, crap.
I don't understand.
Oh, wait, you don't hear it. Sorry.
What's happening?
Why don't you hear it? Oh, okay, I know why. I'll fix that in a second. Here you go. Oh, wait, no. There you go. Now you can hear it.
Are we doubled or something?
No, we're not doubled.
Okay. If a reporter asks a question of the player, doesn't like the player's full permission to challenge them to Hell in a Cell cage match, says Sizzle. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds amazing, bro.
Okay, here goes. This is Carles Gil.
I don't understand nothing today. I don't understand. Play like this. Do you think we play football, soccer today? Do you think we can play soccer today? I don't care about if we win, we lose. I don't care. They score 3 big goals. I don't care. It's impossible to play football today. I cannot talk with my teammates. I cannot write. I cannot do anything. It's impossible. This is not football. Stop the fucking game. We play tomorrow or any other day. I don't care. This is not football. It's impossible.
Okay. So this
By
is...
By the way, he was fined $4 million in TAM.
So, I don't know where he's going to get the money.
Oh,
but
man. He's got to go to the TAM bank, bro.
He's got to figure it out. But he said it right there. He was like, stop the fucking game.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It there was a...
Here's why I think you thought it was a little Cuban is because he starts it with challenging the reporter.
Yeah, you think...
Goes, do you think this was a game of football? That is one of the most Caribbean things you could do.
What did she do? She didn't say, we have to play the game.
Homegirl asked a question. Shorty was like, how was the game? And he goes, do you think this was a game of football? You know, like, why are you bringing other people into your mess?
Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right right now.
Dímelo. Bro, it was one of the most wildly Caribbean things you've seen in MLS history. Was him like, okay, you tell me, okay? I'm going to ask you. You're the expert. And by the way, all she did was show up, doing her job, and now all of a sudden, she's on trial. Bro, Cuba.
Jess Howard said, also, complaining about snow cracks me up.
Yeah, because you're in
Colorado.
Colorado. That's like us complaining about piss smell. It's every day. By the way, way, Lee Finer, back in the chat. Shouts to Lee Finer. Hit that like button if y'all haven't already. But Lee says, I'm nervously watching that cold brew disappear like I watch my terrible uncle's glass of vodka at a family dinner. Bro, it's going down, dude.
It's getting worse.
Wait till I get to that bottom, bro. I am going to be shirtless on this table, dude.
So
I got three other shirts under here, by the way.
The fact that but Carlos Hill doing something like that, you know, designated player, obviously MVP of last year. You kind of don't expect that coming from him. And then I'm wondering how much should we care about him complaining about this, because in snow games, for the most part, they're kind of unique. They don't happen. You probably get
this is maybe, the very beginning of the MLS season, yeah, end of MLS season.
2-3 a season. But this is, you know, the people that are like, we should have the FIFA. We should be on the FIFA calendar. You want more Carlos Hill interviews like this? He's not gonna be real happy about playing in games like this.
Well, look, then you just for the whole season the Revs play in the southern part of the country. I mean, look, the weather in this country, and we didn't even talk about this, but Kai Kamara, friend of the show,
homie,
to Kai
the
Kamara.
Homie. I saw him play against him. Yeah. He's in Montreal now.
He just had his 48th birthday, still playing. Absolutely incredible. Kai Kamara, we love you, buddy. He's playing in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, by the way, last year he was in Helsinki.
Right.
He said, without a doubt, and he's played in a lot of places, Montreal's the coldest place he's ever played.
Yeah.
That kind of gives you an idea. What Helsinki, we all assume, is literally the first floor is 50 feet up because of the snow.
I mean, goes up and the word hell is right in there, it's not even cold there.
Really? And Sinky is also in there, which doesn't sound good. Right? It ain't hell floaty, right?
Cecil said, have fun playing in Minnesota in January. Sounds like a blast. This is, you know, I understand Carlos's complaint. Obviously, it's a frustrating game. And I loved all the details because especially the way he plays the game. He's obviously he's a Pirlo-esque Regista.
One of the best midfielders in the game. Right,
more Regista. He's more of an attacking player.
Yeah, he's way more attacking than a Regista.
But vision
he does have that like sort of full field vision. A little bit forward of a Regista like a Michael Bradley would have said right. A few years ago.
So
there's a name you people love, huh?
So for a player like him, the especially the specific complaints, he was like, I can't talk to my teammates, where you know certain players would be like, I don't want to talk to my teammates anyway. Yeah. Just give me the damn ball.
Yeah.
But he needs to communicate that the strength of his game is better when the elements are not interrupting the flow of the way he plays the game.
Look, in our chat right now is someone by the name of Siri Brown, who we have gotten to know a little bit because she is a member of Gully Squad. Shouts to Gully Squad. If you want to join Gully Squad, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Siri lives in Montana.
Yes.
Not Tony.
Not Tony.
The state of Montana, right? And that... it's kind of known for snow, right? It's got a lot of it. And she happens to be a big fan of it. I wonder how someone like her or Jess feel when Carlos is like, I can't play in this. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm grilling in this. I'm outside. We're in a pool. What are you talking about, baby? Just move the snow over. There's water underneath it.
Yeah, what somebody pointed out about the wind being the big factor. Like, maybe the snow wasn't as big a deal as the wind. It still doesn't doesn't excuse the Revs giving up a 2-0 lead with pretty much like what 70 minutes or 60 something minutes. You should be able to at least get a draw.
And we've said this before. We've talked about the snow has come up a bunch because of the U.S. men's national team playing a game inside of a biodome,
right?
Against El Salvador. What should we call it? Look, both teams have to play in the same weather,
right?
Colorado Rapids, I'm sorry, RSL didn't play in a different weather pattern than New England Revolution. And you're both from cold weather cities. This seemed pretty even to me.
I agree. Yeah. So I think the Carlos Hill being so upset and doing this interview made it like a bigger deal. But
actually, you know what I think? I think it shows it's the future of where MLS is going.
Which is?
Because think about 10 years ago. Think about 10 years ago when 5 years into this podcast, 10 years ago, would any of the players have complained? 10 years ago.
I'm asking.
Yes or no?
No, I'm going to say no.
And you know why they wouldn't have complained? Because they were just so happy to have the job. The American player at that point wasn't really rated. There wasn't a ton of international players in the league, right? And the level was, look, you either play for MLS or you don't. It's not like you can go to a different league. You can go somewhere else. You're making a lot less money. You're making a little bit of money. You're playing the game you love. You should be happy you have this job. Don't you dare complain. And they used to not complain. Remember, these players were changing in their cars before games, and they didn't complain. Now, we're what? 3 weeks into a season? We've got complaints, baby. This is the future. The level of the league is raising, so now we got complaints. Mm. I like this.
I mean,
Carlos Gil has ushered in a new era in Major League Soccer.
But the complaint, there's nobody to really complain to about just some bad weather. It wasn't bad enough to call the game off.
Just complaints in general.
Okay.
People are talking about it. That's new.
Okay. Thank
you for subscribing, Morton.
If this is a sign of progress,
please, Morton.
I'm glad. Yeah, hit the subscribe button here on YouTube if you have not yet.
Okay. And YouTube. Also, you can join us now.
That's right. We finally set that up. If you want to use the emotes, kind of like when we had them on Twitch, feel free to join and become a member. I think it's $2 to do that. So free. And you'll be helping supporting the show and the stream. What?
You just said free.
No, I said it's $2.
So you go, and then free.
No.
There's also a $5 option. If you just want to fucking hang out.
I just want to give them $5.
You know what I mean? By the way, you know how we've been starting late? We're going to start starting earlier and have members-only streams before we go live to the public.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of that, you got to join that $5 option. But hey.
Hey.
If you really love us, we love you back.
Okay. All right.
And you have that money. If not, whatever. You're still going to get the public stream and still going to be just as crazy. It's just my cold brew is going to start from more of a halfway mark. And I feel like I'm dying down in energy. So let's give a big chug, huh?
So let's mention, Andrew Johnson mentioned it earlier, the Giazzi Zardes news about a possible.
That is bad coffee. Go ahead. Yes, Giazzi Zardes.
About the possible trade.
On the trading block.
That the Columbus Crew, this is the final year of his deal. And the Columbus Crew are interested in moving did he ever win a Golden Boot, Jazzy? I think he did, right? Please correct me if I'm wrong. I thought he won it once.
I know he got a Stone Boot. Am I right, everybody?
please correct me if I. Why do I think that he did? But I could be wrong.
There's a couple of teams already interested.
Who wouldn't be?
Which is incredible. I think leading the pack right now are the Sheboygan Bombs.
Sheboygan Bomb Cyclones. Yeah.
Bomb Shelters, which I'm like, it's not the name of the weather pattern, but also sounds like an early MLS team.
So this interest about moving Giazzi Zardes, is this how old is he? He's obviously in his 30s, right? Is he?
Yeah, maybe, I think he's 32.
But still producing. But this, the main reason I think.
I could see him going to the Revolution. Backup?
No. I mean, Josie's already there. I don't
think. Serena,
they can't afford him. They can't afford him.
Why not?
He's a DP, for one.
He's 30 years old. Oh, so he's still got two or three years.
He got a couple of years, and he's still producing.
Would you like him at your club?
But this is...
Let us know in the chat.
Yeah, let us know. But
tell us the club you support, and then do you want him? And Mandisandu, feel free to just say,
pick an MLS club now.
Yeah, come on, Mandisandu, come on.
Andrew Johnson said, unfortunately, it's also the final year of Miguel Berry's contract, so we had Miguel Berry on the show.
Right, and he's performed pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think Andrew Johnson tweeted that he thinks Miguel Berry should hold out for a lot more money, knowing Giazzi Zardes is on the trading block.
Yeah, this is a... It's an interesting move because and I was going to bring up Miguel Berry. Miguel Berry would probably be the sort of next in line to have that starting spot and could... Potentially, if he meets the expectations that people are already setting on him, he could be a good replacement for Giazzi Zardes. But if this is the final year of his contract, could he potentially move some? Look, is Columbus shooting themselves in the foot by possibly getting rid of Giazzi Zardes and not giving him a new deal?
As opposed to keeping him when he's not really the starter anymore?
I mean,
and look, I think it was
two, 3 more years of Giazzi, I think, would be a good move.
Jackson Fowler said Giazzi is leaving to be a starter. Jackson Fowler also said yes, Giazzi to Austin. Center to Miami, Higuain won't last the full season, said Michael Raymond. I mean, Higuain, I don't think has played yet for Miami. Please Morton said, Cruz about 4 years too late. I got an idea. There's a team that desperately needs goals. Desperately.
What team?
And you know what? Giazzi might not even have to move. Might not even have to move that far. I'm sorry, Andrew Johnson. You might want to white knuckle your table real quick.
Okay. Now Helsinki is real.
send him to the bomb shelter. No, send him to Cincinnati, dude.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a huge improvement. Without a doubt. I mean, but they have Brandon Vasquez, but he's no Giazzi.
Giazzi scores goals. Say what you want about Giazzi. I mean,
but look, Giazzi is in a position of leverage. He can decide where he wants to go. He has some real say.
He won't want to go to Cincinnati. No one wants to go to Cincinnati. No, planes don't want to go to Cincinnati.
Literally, they're telling the air traffic controller, we're not flying in.
No. We don't want to go through Russia. And they're like, you don't have to, dude. Stop, manager, please.
So.
But we took a poll and nobody wants to go, dude.
Morgan Tenzas in the building said, Morgan, since he just scored two goals. And yes, she was photographing. Yes. Them scoring the two goals.
I'm so happy you had something to photograph.
No, but yeah, Cincinnati did win. I can't even remember the last time they won a game. I honestly do not know. I'm sure it was sometime last season, right? But
please correct this. It had to be in 2021.
Yes,
that they won.
But they did win the game. So
Pep Zidane, Pepe's dad-on, said Chicago Fire, and yes, he'd want. Or she would want Jesse's artist on the Chicago Fire. Interesting.
That would be an interesting move. They did get
Shakiri to Zardes.
They did get Shabilko.
Right.
So after getting Shabilko, you don't really need a Giazzi, in my opinion. They're very similar players.
I like Casper Shabilko. Something tells me ain't gonna be the same without Jim Curtin. You know what?
They did win.
Hold on a second.
Go for it.
Bro, Jesse Zardes on Philly Union?
That would be fun.
Bro, Curtin would be like, I'm going to make you work, dude.
That'd be a good, a up top with maybe not Corey Burke and Jesse or you know, them alternating. But that would be a pretty interesting attack.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen because that would be hurting NYCFC's chances in the East, but that actually might be the right spot for him.
Please, Morton said, I only see Giazzi in USMNT games, and he is terrible in every single one. He does have good cardio, though, yeah. Which, all right, look, you got to find the pluses wherever you can. Giazzi, look.
Please, Morton also said, why does Giazzi move slower than Zlatan with a decade less of mileage? Shake my damn head.
Giazzi is puzzling, but yeah, when he's on the national, in national games and more people are watching him, he's dealing with more criticism, but he gets called up because he is reliable and he does and he's played under Greg Berhalter for a long time, so he understands it and Greg genuinely trusts him. But look, with the degree of other strikers on the national team level, it's getting harder and harder to justify calling up Giazzi.
How about trade him to the men's national team? That's just who you play for now, dude.
Right. Okay. It's just a nice, you get, you know, like 40 minutes a year or whatever. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of experience.
Just a lot of, I don't know, I guess back on the stationary bike.
Right.
He'd be in dope shape.
William Kuhn said, inflation killing me, guys. I can't get a gallon of gas for y'all's OnlyFans subscription price. Look, do your best.
The sanctions are hurting all of us, dude.
Okay. Mike Raymond said he's been consistent and still healthy. Look, and Jazzy's artist, people were highlighting this recently because he posted a picture, I think, from a national team game that the last one he played in. And Jazzy had to shut off the comments on the tweet. It was just a picture of him like celebrating a goal or something like that. And he deals with so much criticism and so much toxicity directed at him online because they get mad at his first touch or whatever. But the I don't know how many. Well, I don't know his national team stats, but Duke got a bunch of goals. He got a lot more goals, and he scores at a steady pace.
He's look. If you want a striker that understands Berhalter's system,
mm-hmm.
Giassi Zardes is probably at the top of that list. If you want a striker that will do everything you want in a striker as a fan and not necessarily fits really well in a Berhalter system, maybe also does, but that's not your top priority, then he's not going to be at the top of your list. There's a lot to get frustrated about with Giassi Zardes as a fan. Also, and I hate to be that guy, but if you're a professional, it sucks. But also, Giassi, you've been dealing with this forever. These are idiots. We deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not at the same level. These are idiots. Move on. You're the one getting paid to play a sport you love. They're going to be idiots.
Maybe, you know, maybe shutting off the comments is, you know.
Maybe that's the right move.
A mental health break.
You don't need to see all the hate. Forget
right,
it.
Right.
All you know is you post a picture, a lot of people like it.
Michael Raymond said he's more consistent than Pulisic, which is a pretty bold, you know, it's a bold statement. But this is the problem. Yes, from a national team perspective, I'm obviously Giassi has more goals than Christian Pulisic, right? But then it is when more people watch Chelsea games and see Pulisic play. Then watch Columbus Crew games and watch Giassi play. And Giassi is very reliable for the Columbus Crew, which is why he keeps getting called up. But they only see the 60, 70 minutes that he plays on the national team. And they're like, why is this guy here? He's trash. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
well, you walk in believing he's not good enough because he's not on a European mm-hmm. club. So you walk in believing this guy's not good enough. Well, I'm here to tell you, the guy puts in a shift.
Please, Morgan said he has a lot of goals against Cuba and Bermuda, bro. Which it ain't that easy to score a bunch of goals against Cuba. Pulisic and whatever. Like, Weston had that hat trick against Cuba
in the first six minutes.
But those games are not every game that is on the schedule.
This isn't Europe, bro. He ain't playing San Marino 16 times.
Right. You can't dismiss.
Oh, you scored against Gibraltar? Wow.
Look, the Giassi shows up to work. Does his job to the best of his ability, and I don't even know what more we can ask of the man,
bro.
He's not the best. Nobody's calling him, and also nobody's expecting him to bring, you know, 15, 20 goals in for the USMNT. That's not even what they're asking either.
And also, if he doesn't score a lot against Cuba, I don't know why you had to bring them up, and Bermuda, then we'd be saying he's not even good enough to score buckets of goals against Bermuda and Cuba. You guys are, I mean, I get where you're all coming from. And I will be honest, when I see him start for the men's national team, I think, don't we have a better option out there? You know what I mean?
Maybe we don't. I mean, Greg is seeing them play. Yes. We don't.
The odds are we don't. If they ain't starting.
We can't overinflate. We can't over-roast what we think we are, bro.
And this is the problem with America, is we're happy to roast everybody. And we might be at fault at that a little bit, which is fine. But, like, at the end of the day, all I care about is wins and getting qualifying for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Odds are Giassi Zardes is not your starter come the World Cup. Will he be in the squad? Is he a great backup? Is he a good person to put in? Absolutely, because he understands the system and he knows where to stand and he knows where to put his foot so that the ball bounces off of it and goes in. I don't think he's ever struck the ball. He's only just there. He's only angled it in, which at the end of the day, who cares? They count the same.
So, no, but, man, you know, we got to show love and appreciation for this dude and to counteract the constant negativity, because Columbus Crew fans do not feel the way U.S. men's national team fans feel about Giassi Zardes.
Okay.
That's just the absolute truth.
Sate Tali said, each week I'm more and more desperate for depth. Don't start the man, but bring him to Sporting for the rest of the season. Okay. He ain't moving to you to be a backup. Right. He got to move somewhere where he's a starter.
And he could easily he'll take Kyrie Shelton's spot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that your roster was so shallow.
Wow. Just I should have some sort of screeching halt sound effect. Really? Okay. If you enjoy this kind of comedy, well, come to the Stand Comedy Club.
On off nights.
In Union Square, New York City. Shouts again to the Stand for letting us use this space. A great comedy club. Come check out shows here.
Yeah, go to thestandnyc.com, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
.com.
Okay. Let's go a couple notable results from some of these games.
Let's talk about who do you think had the best week?
The best week? I mean, I guess the teams that were in CCL.
Pick one.
I'm going to have to say NYCFC. NYCFC are currently number one in the MLS power rankings, which are, you know, are 100% accurate. I have never let anyone down.
Nah.
Ever.
And by the way, they don't really shift around a lot during the season at all, dude.
Okay.
They're certainly not, in the, what is it, in the moment? What's that called? Like a captive of the moment or something like that?
Recency bias?
No. There's something of the moment.
Please.
You know what I'm talking about.
Let us know.
You know nothing, Christian. I see the coffee is hitting Alexis. Oh, Leslie, I'm getting in there. someone get him a new cold brew. Yeah, I know, dude. I'm like, what do we call this? About 55%? Woo! I'll tell you who had the best mother effing week, bruh. I'm gonna tell you, Christian, who had the best week. Charlotte FC.
The best week?
Yep. You know why? Because they finally scored.
Yo, so, I want to hear this.
When
yes.
they scored, no one even celebrated. They all looked over like, is it offside? Huh? Did you blow the final whistle or something?
Right.
Is there any reason why we didn't score right now? No? Okay, then celebrate.
I mean, they did really, obviously, they got their first goal. It was Armour. Is it Adam Armour? Yeah. I think that's his
Armour?
Name.
Armour?
All right. So he scored.
Prisoner of the moment. Thank you,
Prisoner
Jackson Fowler.
Of the moment.
He didn't know what I was talking about. Jackson Fowler came true.
So, great goal. Good for them scoring. Obviously, is a big deal.
I don't care if it was the ugliest goal on earth. A goal was scored by Charlotte FC.
In their, what? This was their
third game.
And then I also did hear this, that they popped some smoke, some blue smoke.
That's right.
In the supporter section, the away supporter section at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the dude who popped the smoke was immediately removed and probably banned for life from Mercedes-Benz. But
worth it.
You got it. It was the first goal.
Yeah. Worth it.
He's like, I ain't coming back here anyway.
Play Pop Smoke right now as I get dragged out of here, bro. I don't need to come back. How much would it suck if Charlotte gets into, like, you know, the playoffs and, like, the biggest game is against Atlanta? And he's like, I mean, I would love to go, guys.
right.
Look, does anyone have the glasses with the nose and the fake mustache I could wear?
So they did get that goal, but the heartbreak of losing in late in the game, Rainey scored the goal, deflection,
bro,
that goes in, and the moment when the ball went in and all the Charlotte players collapsed at the same time,
bro,
it
looked like one of those video games where, like, you hit a button and everyone just like boom. It looked like that.
It's just it's just such a perfectly captured moment of, like, true frustration and heartbreak when
so bad.
How's your code, bro? Okay. It sucks to be any kind
of you. It sucks to be you, dude.
Any expansion team.
It's not easy, and they haven't had a fun start to the season.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't necessarily say they were built correctly. You know, when your manager goes on a Carlos Heel type presser to say we are screwed here. Mm-hmm. You never take the tea bags out?
Who has the time?
Let it steep, baby. Gotta let it steep.
Let's go.
I think it's not good, but whatever. They scored. You gotta score once to kind of get the feeling of it. You know, like, you know when you're bombing, you just got to get one laugh.
Well, yeah.
One laugh, and now you can build off that momentum, right? You got to get one of the plates spinning, and they got their plates spinning.
Robin Tagini, who's obviously an Atlanta United fan, said, also, I'm mad because I did not want them to score in the bends. Look, Charlotte just got here, and Atlanta United fans are like, we're not even going to let you build any kind of confidence.
Well, remember, Charlotte was already busting shots at Atlanta by saying, like, F that city.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, by the way, I mean, if you're going to pick a fight with somebody, why Atlanta? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the smartest team to go.
I'd be like, if I'm Charlotte, I'd be like, yo, fuck Cincinnati. And they'd be like, for what? Dude, they're not even near you. I'm like, well, I'm not picking on Atlanta. You know what I mean? But shouts to them. They went after the big dog. It's that jail mentality. You got to punch the biggest dude you see.
Right. But no, Atlanta put him in their place.
And Atlanta was like, oh, that was cute punch.
Okay, you know what? You can feel free to hold my pocket for the rest of the season.
Oh, instead of punching me, I just bought you for a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, the look, Atlanta came back after the bad loss to Colorado, I believe. And look, you know, if you need a team to build your confidence, you play Charlotte, and that's I think it's going to be a fun, given that they're like, you know, Atlanta and Charlotte are like cousins. You know what I mean? There's a creepiest.
I don't know why you said it that way, bro.
I said,
like, yeah, you know,
they're cousins. I'm saying they're just culturally they share.
Socios.
I mean, you're the disgusting man who said it that way.
You and this damn cup of tea. Stop with the jumping it around, bro.
It's all good. I'm blocking my view. I'm going too long. I'm moving my hands too much.
Did you have coffee? Did I put a little cold brew in your tea?
Thomas said Charlotte talking to Atlanta fans amuses me, or taking on Atlanta fans amuses me.
Also, Please Morton said, hopefully I'm saying that correctly. He's not play as or something like that. Bless Morton. He says, North Carolina's a pro sport starved. We have AAA baseball, not a sport, hockey, who cares? And an NFL team we have to share with South Carolina. Don't they play in South Carolina?
No, Charlotte. Charlotte play in North Carolina.
In that stadium.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have to share them with South Carolina. We all know it's North Carolina.
Well, I mean, it's because it's Carolina Panthers, so I'm sure people from South Carolina obviously go and visit.
How are you guys?
Cam, welcome back.
Yeah. I just stopped by for some coffee. That's cool. Can I have a large bucket of cold brew that's over roasted?
Okay.
Charlotte's owner called us out in their announcement 2 years ago, like he's trying to compete with blank.
Arthur Blank. Some swear word. Wow, Robin.
She said the C word, dude.
Can you tone it down in the comments a little bit? You're really going.
Bro, there's kids in this chat. No, but I kind of respect it. Yeah, I kind of like it. Totally forgot about the Hornets, Bobcat Hornets debacle. Yeah, you got Melo. You got Melo Ball in there who's killing it.
Right.
I almost bought his shoes, but they are hideous on me.
Oh, the big ball of Bram?
No, the Pumas.
You're gonna
imagine I stepped out in triple B's, bro.
Damn.
They're just falling apart as I walk.
Yeah, they fall apart, but that's why I pay $600 for them. Okay?
Remember when his dad said, it's nothing but glue and leather? And we're like, oh, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign for a shoe.
He's like, there's like a little bit more than that, man.
I feel like there's at least one other step.
Man didn't even mention the laces.
My guy got no stitches. He's just gluing the whole thing together. It better not rain.
So, okay. A couple other results. Wanted to go over. Who had the worst week? I mean, Inter Miami. They can't.
Oh, no. I said week, not weeks.
They can't. I mean, they can't find goals. There's just not much improvement, and even with DeAndre Yedlin there, they're still struggling. So they have Phil Neville got a lot of work to do. So
also, shouts to FC Dallas for beating Nashville. Nashville looking strong this year.
Yeah, there was that big goal. What was it, Alan Velasco, who like pretty much like ran half of the field? I forgot who was it that fell down. Who's the midfielder, the defensive midfielder at Nashville? Panamanian guy.
Oh, not Dax?
Anibal Godoy.
Godoy.
Yeah. Tried to like keep up with him and just collapsed or whatever. Right next to him was pretty funny.
And obviously, shouts to the Colorado Rapids, playing incredibly well. Diego Rubio with two goals so far in the season.
Yes.
Michael Barrios with two assists. What else do you want me to say?
Biggest surprises probably this week, if FC Cincinnati winning against. We already talked about RSL, but that was a pretty big shock. But the the Cincinnati winning against Orlando, I thought was pretty impressive.
I thought it was an error on the website because we didn't see the game.
Anything else? And then Rebels, they lost after we were speaking very highly of them. They lost at home in their home opener to Minnesota. We have two of the guys that play on Cooligans FC are Rebel fans, Yuri.
Yep.
And Jake, so we play in our game.
Who's Jake?
Jake Calhoun. You met him maybe once.
He's a Rebel fan?
He's a Rebel fan, yeah.
Get him off the team. Aren't I the manager of this team?
So we play in our Cooligans FC is our Sunday league team.
I do not play on. People text me all the time, yo, can I play on the team? I'm like, sure, go down there. Christian's like, yo, there's like 48 people here. I'm like, I don't know.
So we play in our game. I scored the game-winning goal, mm-hmm. So I mean, not to brag,
whatever.
Hey. One of the best goals I've ever scored in my life. It was incredible. So we play the game, and then they're like, "Yo, we gotta rush over home opener, Rebel Arena. Let's go." And
I know Yuri went.
Yuri went. So
did
Jake.
Text me.
So
he texted me, I was texting him, and then I was like, "Oh, I don't need to keep texting him because they lost." It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for me to watch.
They both predicted 2-0 victories against Minnesota, and they ended up losing 1-0.
But this Lewis Morgan kid looks damn good.
Oh, sure.
Damn good. He's going to be sold soon. It's also weird. Like, the Rebels are like a completely new team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
every time they bring up a name, I'm like, did they just make this name up, bro?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of movement with the roster, but the fact that they, you know, we mentioned this last time, but the fact that they've been able to make the moves that they make, losing captain after captain after captain.
Almost on purpose. Yeah. If you make a name captain, you're like,
oh boy, okay, I got to talk to my agent.
It's like when Joe Pesci gets the call that he's about to be a made man.
Okay. The people are always posting the gif of Joe Pesci and they open the two
opening
dudes
the opening door. That's the that moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
and he's like...
So, but for them to, you know, play as well as they have when they lose these like glue guys or whatever,
yeah.
It's still pretty impressive.
Okay. Let me tell you who had the worst week.
Okay, go for it.
Someone, I don't want to name their name. Someone in our comment section.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about this.
Because I clapped back.
Yes, you did. And
because I'm having fun, folks.
So let me just give some context. Julian, we interviewed Julian Araujo. You may have, the podcast is available now. You may have already seen it on YouTube. And Julian Araujo, obviously, grew up. And coming through the U.S. youth national team,
right.
Obviously played for the men's national team. He and then he did the one-time switch and is now representing Mexico.
So we took the interview and we cut up a couple of clips that we thought, mm-hmm. you know, people would love to see. So the interview, by the way, was fully on the Gully Squad Patreon since we filmed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been on there for a while. So if you ever want to see any of our interviews, we got the Pablo Zabaleta one up right now. So if you're a Manchester City fan, go check that out. You just go to patreon.com/soccercooligans. You'll be able to check that out. So we took some of the clips and we released those on YouTube a little bit early so people get a little bit of taste of what the interview is going to be like. And some people enjoyed it more than others.
I love the comment from Thomas. He goes, these are the two racists I'm looking at.
Well, Tommy, you got a friend. You got a friend out there. Because one of the things that Julian started to say, he kind of was trying to choose his words correctly, as he should. Mm-hmm. He is a professional athlete. He said,
Alexis doesn't choose his words. Careful.
You go ahead, bro. I'm going to let you finish, and then I'm going to translate what you said. So he was like, you know, I just feel like there wasn't really a strong connection, right? To paraphrase what he said with the staff. He said, I had a great connection with Greg. It wasn't Greg. But with the rest of the staff, I really didn't feel a strong connection. He also intimated how strong of the decision was based on his family. His family helped him really make the decision to choose Mexico over Los Estados Unidos. So I said, okay, look, let me put it to you in a way that will let you know we're on your side in this conversation. So I said, hey, Christian and I, when we started this show, it was because we thought American soccer was a wild white. You know what I mean? It was just very suburban, very white, very safe. No one made the references we made. No one was from the neighborhoods we're from. Nobody was, you know, the kind of people grew up like Latino, basically. Like, but blah, blah, blah. So we started the show. Is that maybe what you mean essentially is what I asked, by not a connection. And he straight up was like, okay, yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. I just felt like it wasn't a strong connection. Now, to give you a bit of a bird's eye view, this isn't the first time we've heard this. It's, you may be able to convince Christian right now is up for the men's national team. And what's his name? Roningen shows up mm-hmm. with a bow tie, speaking with a European accent, to convince his mother, who doesn't really speak English all that well or at all, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to convince her to have Christian play for, especially if he's 18, to play for the men's national team, or that this is the right place for him, or that they feel welcome or understood, versus if a Dominican national team member walks in and goes like, you know, hey, dímelo. Like, immediately your mother's like, I get what's happening here. I understand this person. So when we're competing for these dual nationals, it maybe makes sense. Even whether you think it's racist or not, it maybe makes sense that there's someone there that can speak directly to the culture of the parents. Because guess what? When that Mexican national team person walks in, they're going to do exactly that. And it's probably the land they miss. It's probably the culture that they grew up in and they miss. So when you walk in with like, oh, mira, esta comida that you grew up eating, or look at this, or references to maybe something that's on the wall, or hey, my family's from your town. Oh, yeah, they got that Starbucks on the corner. You know, whatever, or Starbucks on the corner, whatever it is, you're now connecting with that parent to a point where you as a parent will now say to your kid, you know what, maybe this is the right place for you because we understand it. Versus, and no offense to Thomas Roningen, it's got nothing to do with you, it's simply maybe we're not making those connections. He essentially referenced that. This guy said crazy racism from the Cooligans and Julian Araujo to white, in quotes. And there was another thing, I'm going to pull it up because there was another thing he said, which I replied to, because it's like, who cares? You're an idiot, right?
The thing about...
he goes, oh yeah, does Fubo know that there's racism is going on? I was like, dude, you should totally tell them. yeah, let him know. Let's see how that goes, dude.
Right.
What if they're going to reply to you? Oh, here it is. I said, you should totally let them know. And then he responded with, and by the way, whatever you're picturing, like... that dude yelling into his front-facing camera in a car with Oakleys on the back of his head is exactly what this is. Big surprise that you don't have a problem saying racist things about white people. It's really offensive and inappropriate. You should be embarrassed to say a coach was too white to relate to young Latino players, which is a thing, you idiot. And also, then you said he wears heat, meaning normally, he's translating what I'm saying. He goes, meaning normally white people are lame and out of style, but he's not too white because he wears Jordans. It's appalling. That first part, I'm not necessarily saying, but that second part, yeah. if you rock up with some exclusives, bruh, okay. From the culture Julian Araujo's from, or the culture we're from, we're like, yo, okay, if you show up as some penny loafers, my G, you trash.
I think overall, look, the debate Alexis and I usually have is that we were cutting up the interview for Julian Araujo.
You pointed this out. You sent me a text.
I said, because like, there was a thumbnail with basically I don't remember exactly what it said, but Alexis made this thumbnail that was like, you know, U.S. soccer is too white, and I'm like, Alexis, I understand what you're trying to say, but
I'm trying to say U.S. soccer is too white
out of context. People,
I didn't put it in quotes.
No, you didn't put. But you're only going to attract these type of people.
Good that engagement, bro.
And that's the thing. I have no interest in engaging with people like this.
We don't have
this.
To. Let them engage with our content.
Whatever. I don't even care about that. The main thing is
Barry could have said Berhalter should have got some huaraches. Imagine he walks in like a sombrero and he's like, "Hey, mi gente."
No, but those are the sneakers.
Michael Raymond said Carly Lloyd watches the Cooligans.
She's our biggest fan.
This is the culture she doesn't like, bro. Maybe this is her burner account, dude.
So this is the main thing. It's like,
Thomas said Hope Solo burner account found. Let's go.
So this is
the thing. He's dying.
The thing that's frustrating is just like it's like leaving little crumbs for a conservative audience of like they get like to so that they can bite on these statements, because
you think it's racist baiting.
No, not even necessarily
I mean, it essentially worked without us trying it anyway.
Sure. I just think that look, there's people like this. And I usually try to be more careful and more specific. So instead of saying too white, I would say it maybe lacks diversity, right? So if...
But then you understand in the culture that we live in, that's not going to get the attention that we're looking for.
Sure.
You're willing to forego that so that we don't get this.
Yeah, because I'm not...
But we still got it without that.
Right.
So then in a way, I should have did what I did anyway.
It's just I know the kind of people it will attract, and when it comes to U.S. look, we just talked about the stuff with Giazzi. U.S. MNT Twitter can there are people that are reasonable and can understand the nuance in the things that we're saying, and then there's people like this. So when you're not careful with what you're saying, then you attract these people. I'm not saying I was
being careful with what I was saying. I was saying that on purpose.
Sure.
It's just, by the way, Satatali said I interviewed for two jobs, one in the native community where they're native, and the other. Where I would be the only minority on the staff. I chose the native one because it made me feel at home. That's normal. By the way, passed up more money, okay? I wouldn't have advised that. But whatever, at least you're comfortable. At the end of the day, you want to be comfortable. If I'm going to go do a job and I have, similar to why we started this show, we wanted fans that were like us to have a similar voice. Because you know what? Jokes aside, and you know, with no disrespect, all jokes aside, maybe Men in Blazers isn't for you. Maybe Extra Time isn't for you. We love Extra Time, but it wasn't exactly the type of show we would have made. So here we are making our show. There's other shows. There's regional shows. There's club shows. You know what? If you're a Rebel fan, maybe you don't want to hear this show specifically because sometimes we talk about NYCFC positively. And by the way, Elijah, this is the NYCFC staple collab hoodie. To your question. Maybe you want to hear Seeing Red, right? Maybe you want to hear Mark Fishkin specifically talk about that club and only that club.
Yeah.
Maybe that's for you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable is what you're going to listen to. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you want something that makes you feel, that helps you relate, right? Especially if you're going to make a lifelong decision.
Yeah.
Picking a national team is a lot like getting married. Like you're picking a partner for a long period. And if your parents are like, yo, you get a chance to play for our home country where, yes, unfortunately, we had to leave, but we have family there. You know, it's what every male member of your family has always wanted to play for this team. And you get a chance to play for that team. You got to go do it. If there's someone that can maybe sway that opinion on the men's national team, someone who could walk in and say, hey, some of us are here, too, and we'll look after your son. That's just smart. So to sit here and say, I mean, it's stupid that we're even talking about it.
But at the
end of the day, and it sucks, but like this actually helps our channel.
Sure. And I get that. I think the main thing is like all the other stuff that you were saying, especially about Julian. I really thought us having that conversation with Julian was fairly unique and as far as...
Oh, I would even go so far as to say kind of groundbreaking because it's the first time that it's ever been, like, actually talked about. Not just on Reddit, not just, you know, once we turn off the interview.
Right.
And, like, the players talk to us directly and it's not on camera and off the record. It's finally someone who was like, nah, you're kind of right.
Right. And
look, we took a chance asking that question.
Right. And I appreciate it. I think even the dynamic, right? We're not former players, right? There's a difference between us asking about that and like having fun and being playful with it, then like Herc Gomez asking that question, which you know, if it's on ESPN, it's going to be a very political answer. The question's going to be very political.
And their job is to not dig.
Right.
Look, I ask a question, you say whatever you want. We move on.
And I appreciate Julian for being sincere and I honestly didn't even think he said anything controversial, nor did I think maybe the question or even just using the words too white. I think that is what
I said wild white.
I think that is the thing that can be. That's the thing that just it's a trigger.
I wanted to get to the point.
Sure, which is fine. But I think overall, the context of the conversation I thought was like really important. It was like three Latinos having this question, having this conversation. We're not Mexican. So, and we're USMNT fans. We're talking about it, and you know, I grew up around Mexican people, and
you may not know this, but Sunset Park, where he grew up, is a Mexican neighborhood.
100%
in New York,
or like 75% or whatever.
No, it's a Mexican neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Dominican, a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. But overwhelmingly, like the restaurants, there's a lot of that's like where you go for good tacos, tortas, right. Stuff like that. It's a Mexican neighborhood, so he's got that experience.
So what I did love about him, just really, especially talking about his family and how much, you know, how proud his grandmother was of him, things like that. Those are the things that were so like meaningful and important that I don't think he would really have said to that degree on any other show.
But can I also say the idiot that posted in our comments, and that's exactly what you is, dude, mm-hmm. An idiot. You ain't say shit in our Giuseppe Rossi interview.
What?
Oh, Giuseppe Rossi talked about picking Italy. I didn't see you in them mentions, my G. I wonder why. And by the way, you are the problem with the U.S. men's national team and why maybe it's not easy to attract dual nationals. Maybe you're the reason, and friends like you and people who think like you, but maybe you're the culture that's the problem with the national team. You know, why we can't get minority players to stay here who want to go play for their home country or their parents' home country as opposed to play for the men's national team, which diversity is an improvement on this team.
Omar Ramirez just said, what was Herc Gomez's answer as to why he chose USMNT over Mexico? I've heard him mention this, but I don't know exactly why. But I don't even think it really matters. You know, I think the – look, overall – and somebody else just mentioned this. Pepe's Dadon said USMNT need more Mexican American representation. Look, the U.S. I mean, it's not the only like unique. It's not unique in this where there's obviously a lot of different you know, racial representation and ethnic representation that makes this country. So even it's simply from like if you're looking at it as a business decision and having the strongest squad, yeah, you're gonna have to figure out ways to ingratiate people that may not be, if you're a coach of one particular background, you may want to figure out ways to connect with people of other ethnic backgrounds. Yeah. That's at the end of the day, all USMNT fans want to be successful and want to win. And they don't care what the people look like or whatever.
Thomas said, if only we went to Rossi's house with a plate of spaghetti.
Okay.
When the moon hits your eye like a big PA.
I mean, Dad, we cannot say no.
First of all, let me just tell you, just as someone from New Jersey, they would sign on any dotted line you handed them if you showed up singing that with a plate of spaghetti, regardless of the nationality.
Right.
You could be in the middle of Newark, and that would work. I also just want to say, dude, you're a cornball. But thank you for the engagement. Okay. I don't know what you were hoping. You and your friends, whatever you want, feel free to comment all of our stuff. Mm. Comment as much as you like. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button, my G.
Okay.
And well, by the way, I watched your videos. You corny. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what sneakers you're wearing, my dog. But you corny as hell. You're okay. A cornball.
Well, you know, I'd rather just not engage with this person.
Well, here we are. Okay, get a ring. Get a ring, my friend, because we are engaged.
That's why Alexis and I are different people. Okay.
Look, Pepe's Dadon said exactly what you said. USMNT needs more Mexican-American representation, which is important. It's not just Mexican representation, Mexican-American representation, because that's what the Araujo family will be moving forward if they stay in this country. Mm-hmm. They will be Mexican-American. Also, Eric Keating said best tacos I've ever had.
In Sunset Park, yeah, there's a bunch of great Mexican food there.
If Joey Diaz was coaching the U.S. Women's National Team, we wouldn't lose anyone. Hey, look, we'd certainly get a lot more Cubans playing soccer.
Mm, uh-huh. That'd be great.
By the way, my head is absolutely spinning from this cold brew.
All right.
It is horrific. Herc chose U.S. Men's National Team because they chose him. Ed3 wasn't checking for him, said Pliaz Morton. Yeah, I think that might have been the case back then. I think he went to go play for in the Mexican League after that. I believe he won the Apertura with Santos after he's already played for the men's national team, which was before he was really being considered.
Okay.
What is the power rankings?
These are the MLS power rankings, by the way. NYCFC is first. Seattle Sounders are in second. Union are in third, and they've all moved up into that. NYCFC has their second leg CCL match tonight.
Right.
Against Comunicaciones. They won last week 3-1 out in Hartford.
Did you see the video we put out, the reel? the explosions going off in the hotel.
I did see that.
Well, obviously it's fireworks, by the way. That sounded horrific. by the way, turns out we were led astray by a drunk friend. That was their own team's hotel.
Right.
Not the U.S., not the NYCFC hotel, but also it wasn't at night. It was a little bit earlier than like midnight. That said, what are you trying to do? You want your team to have the best rest possible.
Yeah, so...
Do you want to pull up the reel by any chance?
Sure, yeah, I could do that. So this is, it's on our Instagram, at Soccer Cooligans. They had a fireworks show. Right there, you can see it, here.
So that's our friend, shouts to, Joe Chadwick, mm-hmm. incredible photographer, also travels a lot with the team, takes incredible pictures, he's taking incredible pictures of us. That's him in his room, a little bit schmiz, you know, and he's filming and he's like, oh my gosh, should we go down there and stop him? Which seems like a bad idea when there's one of you and 1,000 of them. But he went down and kind of hung out, and you'll see that as the video progresses, he kind of got an idea of like, you know, who was down there. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see, like, there it is. When you were talking about like, CONCACAF and CONMEBOL, like, this is kind of what you expect. Like, you don't get to see this in UEFA Champions League.
Not all. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. But it's not a, you know, yeah. when, you know, whatever, you know, Real Madrid plays Liverpool, this ain't happening.
Right. You can see there. They're obviously celebrating, very happy for Comunicaciones, and they're excited about their home CCL match. But I think the initial thought was that they were doing this to keep the NYCFC players awake, but this was more to support their team.
Right, which, by rattling them to their core.
Nice 3 a.m. it just seemed like not a great idea.
Yeah.
Or at least not the right time to do it.
I would suggest no. I'd suggest clapping when they enter the stadium. Have you thought of that?
But pretty intense. I don't expect too much from Comunicaciones in this game. They're down 2 goals. NYCFC even scores 1. They probably have...
It starts to put it out of reach.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
NYCFC does need to score. Luckily, they seem to have 2 forwards that are very prepared to do it, and Tate Castellanos and Talis Magno.
Yeah.
The tallest mango you've ever seen.
They...
Morgan Tenson says, have I been replaced? No. I got a lot of good angles. We need the more photographers, the better.
The other game, overall, CCL has been pretty incredible for MLS. The result outside of Montreal, Montreal's the only team that lost, but Seattle won 3-0 against Leon, which is an unbelievable result. Seattle was, I couldn't believe how good they were in this game.
Especially against Leon, which is, you know, Mexican competition has always been, for the most part, just a step above us. We had to gut it out to win.
Seattle, for whatever reason, they haven't really found, outside of the, you know, they won against LA Galaxy, but they haven't really found their stride in MLS just yet. But in CCL, it seems like this is where they're putting all their chips, because I think they feel they can truly win this title. They were close in the League's Cup. They lost to Leon, right, in that final. So they're going away. I mean, if they lose this, I mean, a bottling job wouldn't even be the right phrase for this.
Cagaste la cama.
Cagaste la cama, Carlos Hill. You know what I mean? They have to. I mean, they need to get 1 goal in Mexico, and they should walk out and going into the next round. And also, the Revs beating Pumas 3-0 as well. I couldn't believe that one either.
Pumas isn't having an incredible season last time I checked. But still, it's Pumas. It's one of the biggest clubs in Mexico.
So same for them, man. Just hold on. Just hold on and try to...
park that bus, my
dude. Yeah, whatever you got to do.
What I was remembering the other day? Remember when Gio Dos Santos' leg exploded in Mexico?
When the skin popped off when he got a stud right into the leg.
The heel went into his upper thigh, his like lower thigh.
Yeah.
And the skin just shattered off of it. Ugh. It looked like the Zapruder film.
Okay. Well, thanks for putting that.
Colo Blanco said Morgs could never be replaced. Facts. Morgan Tenza.
Okay.
That's our daughter, dude. We adopted her, bro.
Thomas, I mean, her parents might have something to say about it.
Yeah, no. Her mom's like, please stop saying that. But still, yo, that's our daughter, dude. Don't you tell us what we can say about our daughter.
Thomas said, Seattle, NYC, and Revs were all dominant in their games. Montreal still in a good position going back for a home game. Yeah, I do think Montreal still has a strong chance. Cruz Azul probably could have done a little
what
bit better.
That, bro, did you just breathe in a fly? What was that? Did you hear that?
I didn't.
Bro, I think you swallowed a fly, my guy.
Okay.
If NYCFC wins, makes it to the Club World Cup, and plays Arsenal, who are you rooting for more? Says Sate Tali. Oh, what a tough one.
You have to NYCFC.
You know what I do? I'd show up like a mom with the hat kid with the stitched up kid, dude. Oh, damn.
It would be tough. It would be cool to see NYCFC play
Arsenal
or Everton or somebody like it. Just like one day.
I mean, Everton keeps sliding back. They might be in MLS, bro.
Can't get relegated that bad, then.
I mean, get right in MLS.
Damn, dude.
Bro, Dominic Calvert-Lewin's like, how much TAM am I? Damn.
Please, Morton said, MLS is looking good in TCL. I saw, it says Jordan, it meant Jordan Morris, but it says Jorbin Morris, which
like better,
which
dude.
Which is more fun, yeah.
Jorbin. Jorbin Morris sounds like bizarro Jordan Morris. It's him wearing glasses, sunglasses.
I saw Jorbin Morris use his left foot in a match. What's happening to the world? Yeah, yo, Jorbin. Crazy. Jorbin uses his left foot.
Jorbin is only left footed. Jordan is the one who's only right footed. Which we call it. My mom is here for it. My boss caught me watching. Got to go bounce. Peace. Bye, Bay Area. Gonna do not get in trouble. Do not get fired. Jess Howen says, I need NYCFC to destroy Comunicaciones, please. Someone is holding on to CONCACAF Champions League of the past.
Right. Because wow. Comunicaciones did win against Colorado.
Colo Blanco said, Morgs, I was happy to see you in the highlights package apart from the Orlando goal. How about that, Morgs?
Hey.
Morgs in the highlight package?
Okay.
Was she doing the peace sign or is she like in the background taking pictures? Arsenal ain't winning no damn Champions League.
Jackson Fallon.
Yo, Jackson Fallon, keep it in your pocket until Monday, all right? Mondays we talk football.
So, but yeah, a lot of...
by the way, yo, we getting in the Champions League, Manji. I called it already.
Yo, okay, yeah, Alexis.
You know what? We might finish second now that you said
you know
that, bro.
Everton will be in the Champions League with them, okay?
Yeah,
let's go.
Gonka got Champions League.
So, okay, so anything else before we wrap up?
No, that's it. I did get a text from someone watching said, yo, y'all are lit. I'm dying, which is pretty dope.
Thank you for, mentioning how lit we are.
If at any point we said something that made you go, huh, or hit that like button, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that subscribe button, bro. Also, hit that join button.
Okay, all these buttons. Hit my button.
Okay? Oh, you know where to find it, right?
Okay, I'll let you.
Bro, my doctor checked it once without telling me, bro. It was a really messed up.
All right, a reminder. Thank you, everybody, who's joined our Patreon. We just had a new patron, I believe, join earlier today.
That's right.
So we just want to make sure we give shout-out to all our new patrons. Alex Brewington, which I love.
Bro, what a name.
I know.
So, I'm sorry, Sir Alex Brewington. All right, yo, if the Downton Abbey cast can follow us, what you waiting for, bro?
Thank you for joining, Alex, and also Andrew Jacques. I assume Jacques.
Morgan says it, but oh, God, no. Don't say this in front of our daughter, Christian.
Andrew, thank you. Andrew Jacques, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. Thank you to all of our Gully Squad members. You guys are the best. Right now, you have the Pablo Zabaleta interview, which, by the way, will come out on Manchester City's socials.
Channels at some point. Yeah.
Not ours. So if you want to get it before that happens, you got to join our Gully Squad. You got to join our Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Come check that out. So thank you to every member of Gully Squad. Without you, we literally would not be here. We'd be here cleaning, washing dishes, to be honest with you.
Robin Taghini said, I'm debating whether Alexis needs to repeat that terrible coffee every week because I needed this laugh.
Oh, maybe okay. I'll just start chugging like Monster Energy drinks before the shows, dude.
Maybe. That'll be the move.
Maybe we'll do something like where, like, if we get enough likes, I just have to slam an energy drink.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I feel like
just an ambulance.
Your wife won't be too happy with that.
My cardiologist would be like, "Do it, do it." I got a Mercedes Benz payment coming up.
Yeah, everybody, thanks again for watching and all the support on Patreon. Like Alexa said, we have a bunch of really fun interviews, a lot of really fun content coming out there as well. I shout out to The Stand for letting us use the space today. Yeah, check out The Stand. Go standnyc.com if you ever want to see some comedy shows.
Two showrooms.
Yeah.
You may not be a fan of his, but Dave Chappelle did like a whole residency here downstairs. A lot of private shows happening
here. I feel
like
a lot of people are fans of his.
You know, but there's some people who are very upset with some of the things he's joked about.
The dude in our comment section is not a big fan.
Yeah, no, he loves him. Are you kidding me? He's like, oh, yeah, dude. I just wish he was lighter skinned, that guy said. Chris Rock has done a bunch of secret shows here. Busta Rhymes did a secret show here.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. There's a fire truck outside.
It's just because there's too much heat going into these microphones.
They heard about this cold brew. Also, they probably hear about the gurgling my stomach is making, and they know what I'm about to go do to that bathroom. People are saying, Trish said, please do not chug Monster. Eric Keating says, I'll have good stuff dropped off. Eric Keating's the best. Trish is the best. That's our coffee, folks. That's our coffee crew. Shouts to them. I think they're trying to get in here.
No way. What happened?
Oh, no, that was just an old man being nosy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because we got nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some hot fireman walking by.
Everybody, if you are watching this live, especially right now, follow us on TikTok at Soccer Cooligans. We're like 20 followers away from 1,000. And when you get 1,000, you can go live on TikTok. So we're trying to get to that. So
TikTok.com/@soccercooligans.
Correct. Go follow us right now on TikTok if you have not. And leave a review on Apple Podcasts and leave 5 stars on Spotify.
Yeah, you guys got a lot to do. But it all starts with hitting subscribe on the YouTube button. Our numbers have been going crazy lately. We're building. Some of our videos are getting quite a good amount of views. Again, we know it takes time and we know it builds. We're building this so that we can have complete control of our career and our channel. So, all of those that have already hit subscribe, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, one, please hit the like button because I can see y'all haven't all hit the like button. And two, please consider hitting the subscribe and hitting that little notification bell. It costs you nada. All right. Not a damn thing comes out of your pocket. And it would help us out tremendously. So thank you so much for paying attention to all of our content. Hopefully you guys like our content. We still haven't even named this show.
Yeah.
So if you've got a good idea for the name of the show, please let us know. We're probably sticking with Prem Show for the Monday show. So let us know. Maybe we should just call this the Major Show, dude.
The Major Show. I don't know. It sounds too political.
Or people saluting us. Thank you so much. Y'all about to get swatted. Please don't.
Robin Skinny said, I got a whole lot of no work done this hour. So that's fun.
Hey, that's exactly what we hope for.
That's why we're here, to interrupt the middle of your day.
We love you guys. Hey, listen, I know we showed up late, but hey, we went long.
Okay. We over roasted.
Right? None of that slow drip where we from, bro.
Okay. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for hanging out. Appreciate everybody here live. And thank you for listening and supporting the show. Peace.
If you want to name the show, tweet at us at Soccer Cooligans. Tweet us. Just tweet the title of the show.
Go for it.